What different kinds of land are there?
Of land?
Uh-huh.
Well, like what? Like in how it's divided up or in what types of dirt's down there?
Well, both.
Okay, well, there's black land, and that's good farming dirt. And there's red land, which can be good farming dirt. And there's clay, which we're built on, which is called gumbo in Houston, and it's just impossible to grow anything in unless you put lots and lots of compost and stuff in it. And there's sandy land, which is good for growing strawberries and watermelons and pine trees. Then there's rocky land, which we don't have any of. It's out farther west than here. And about dividing it up, you might have blocks of land, you might have squares out in the country where you're talking about great big pieces of land. Somebody might have a section or a square.
How big is a section?
I don't really know. It's multi-acres. It must be, goodness, I used to know that. I used to read books about people who farmed. I don't know how big a section is, but it's big. It's 120 acres or something like that. And a square is four times that, I think.
What would you call land next to a river or a stream?
Bottomland. Bottomland.
Okay. And land that's used for raising hay or grass?
Pasture. We call it a pasture if it's used to be grazed, and you'd call it a hay field or something if you were going to cut it and dry it and use it for hay.
What about a term like meadow or prairie? Or?
No, not really. Meadow sounds more cultivated eastern. You might have a meadow. I think of meadows as being European more, actually. A prairie is not quite where we are. The prairie is up in the Panhandle and up north of here. A prairie would be long, long, long stretches with nothing but wheat fields or grass fields. And we don't have that in East Texas.
What do you call land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
A swamp. Or a bog, but probably a swamp.
What's the difference?
I don't know. A swamp probably has more vegetation and more trees in it, more big trees. It's a wet forest, like with cypress trees and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a bog would probably be a small, low area that probably wouldn't have too many trees on it.
What if it's salt water?
It's a marsh.
Okay. And you mentioned gumbo. Is that a real sticky soil?
Oh, yes. It is black clay, and it is just very sticky.
Did you ever hear of something called buckshot, similar to that?
No.
What about land that's real rich? You said that the soil was very...
That was good dirt.
Or is it very...
Friable, if you can crumble it up.
Or what's just another term, being rich? The soil is very...
I don't know. You...
Well, something you could add, if your soil wasn't rich, you might add some commercial...
Fertilizer,
okay.
Or manure.
And you say the soil was very...
I'd still say it was rich dirt.
What
good
about
dirt.
Very
fertile? Oh, fertile soil? Yeah, sure. If it grows things well, it's fertile. Gumbo can be fertile, but it's going to have things on it like oak trees and stuff with long roots.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't have crops growing on gumbo unless you really richened it up.
Any of these parts, you have
fertilizer in?
I mean, you have, is this?
Oh, no. This is all my own mixture of sand and compost and perlite.
And what?
Perlite.